Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for February the 26th, 2018. All council members are present. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review our agenda for the formal meeting later this evening. So council, please refer to that document. I know there has been some movement of items on and off the consent agenda, or at least there may be. So I'm sure we'll discuss that. The first few items on the agenda for tonight upstairs are various liquor licenses and bingo applications, followed by various purchase contracts. Agenda item six is taking action on various resolutions. Seven is the introduction of ordinances. Eight is various subdivision plats. And then for items not on the consent agenda, item 9A is a annexation case. So we'll just have to open that and take public comment if there is any, see how that goes. Mr. Luna.
Mayor, item 10A,
yes.
Which is a rezoning. We can go ahead and put that, since it's only the introduction, let's just go ahead and leave it on the consent.
Okay.
There's a lot of misinformation that's being disseminated, and so I would ask the public to be cautious of the information that they are getting at home. But we go ahead and leave an introduction, and then we'll have more discussion next week.
Okay.
We have the public hearing.
Thank you.
Which 11A?
11A?
Oh, I'm sorry. 11A.
You're speaking to 11A.
I must have the wrong agenda.
You said 10A.
It's 11A. Oh, apologize for that. I must have the old agenda. Sorry.
Yeah, there's been some changes to the numbers just recently. So we're talking about the zoning case on the corner of Recker and Thomas. You pulled that from consent, and you're suggesting it go back on consent.
That's correct.
Mr. Smith, my understanding is this: the only issue that's up for discussion and voting on tonight is the scheduling of the hearing on this zoning case. And so I've talked with one of the zoning lawyers about this case, and he's under the impression that if someone were to file a blue card, take this off the consent agenda, I think that there may be some people here tonight to discuss this zoning case, thinking that this was their one bite at the apple to talk about it. And so I don't want to aggravate them or disappoint them, but if they want to discuss the merits of the zoning case, will they be allowed to do that, or is the agenda item strictly related to the zoning or the scheduling of the hearing?
Yep. Mayor and Council, it is agendized as for an introduction, but in fact, in the past, we have allowed blue cards to be pulled on the introduction. Usually it's done because someone in the public can't come to whatever the regular scheduled hearing is, and so we'll take their public comment at that time. And so similarly, it's agendized for introduction, but it can be discussed as the matter. There won't be a presentation, I don't think, by either staff or by the applicant, but if people wanted to come up and speak, it's an agendized item for their 3 minutes if they want to speak on it.
So what I might do, just anticipating there's some people here tonight to talk about this upstairs, I'll let people know that it's back on the consent agenda, and that we'll be voting at it at the next meeting when it's on the agenda as an action item. But if they choose to, if they don't want to come back to that, they still have the option of pulling a blue card today and giving comment today. If that's if they went to all the trouble of coming to the meeting tonight, does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agree with that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so agenda item 11A is back on consent. And so the items that are off are 9A, the annexation, 10A and 10B, subdivision plats, and then the IGA with ASU, which is 12A. Okay, any other questions or comments regarding the agenda for upstairs? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda for this meeting is item two, which is the appointment to the Human Relations Advisory Board. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is acknowledge receipt of minutes of boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Chris and Mr. Thompson again. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to share? Thank you, Mr. Luna.
I just attended a trip with the Economic Development Committee of the Maricopa Association of Governments. We had a trip to Montreal, Canada, and so we spoke to a number of businesses relative to aerospace and defense, as well as foreign direct investments. And I want to thank Eric Bob from Economic Development for being there. But there's a lot of interest to come to Arizona, and hopefully we can generate that, because there is a flight going from Phoenix to Montreal, Canada.
So thank you for doing that, Mr. Luna. This was to inaugurate the new flight, the initial flight from Phoenix to Montreal on Air Canada. And so a delegation of dignitaries, including our vice mayor, went, and I understand you were the only local dignitary that made your presentation in French, and that it was very well received.
Oui, je peux penser.
Okay, very impressed. So thank you for representing us so well there.
Thank you.
And you're now adding Canada to your list of countries that you're doing economic development in. Thank you very much. Other reports on meetings or conferences attended? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a point of information on tomorrow evening, Tuesday, February 27th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Council members Freeman and Heredia will be hosting a West Mesa Town Hall. Again, that's from 6 to 7:30 at the Westwood High School, which is located at 945 West Rio Salado Parkway. And it'll be in the cafeteria. And I noticed a very early morning, this Saturday morning, those lights in that school look pretty fabulous. So also this Thursday, we'll be having our study session, which will be followed by a community and cultural committee meeting at 8 a.m. But also later that morning, we'll be having the grand opening of ThinkSpot 2, I believe is what we're referring to it as, at the main library. That'll be at 10 a.m. So we're going to join everyone to come out to view a new teen space, as well as our makerspace that we are creating in the library, in the main library. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to note that we had an eventful weekend, particularly Saturday. I'm sure people know that Saturday we had, it was probably the fourth or fifth running of the Mesa Phoenix Marathon.
Probably close to 6.
Maybe close to 6th. Okay. That is always a big event in this city. It requires thousands of volunteers and 10,000 plus runners. And in the past, I think we've learned over the years how to do this better. And so I've talked with a lot of police and traffic people today, and everyone was really very pleased with the way that it transpired. And I know it's disruptive, but I think it's becoming less and less each year. And the number of folks that expressed concern about the inconvenience seems to be subsiding. And I was at the finish line. There literally were 10,000 runners, and for every runner, there were probably two or three parents and siblings and spouses. So a big event, lots of economic impact related to that. And also later that day, Friday and Saturday, we had the first games at both HoHoCam and Sloan Park for spring training. So just a reminder to the community, if you live in Mesa, Arizona, one of the really great things about living in Mesa is going to spring training. So don't shortchange yourself and stay home. Come out and experience what a great time is to be had in March in Mesa at one of the ballparks. Council, anything else you'd like to share under future meetings and general information? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Freeman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we will convene upstairs at 5:45.